Drivers in Victoria face paying a distance-based charge instead of fuel excise and other taxes under a major road funding reform. Mm-hmm. I guess it says the Andrews government has backed a plan to replace fixed road user fees with variable taxes over the next decade. Well, that's good news, because they won't be responsible for it. Jonathan Spear, Acting CEO of Infrastructure Victoria. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Is this likely to happen?
Yeah, I think it is, yes. And we've recommended that there be a phasing out of all these fixed road user charges we have. Things like, you know, TAC registration, which is about $800 a year, and stamp duty. But also, keep in mind, we're already paying a road user charge of 4.5 cents a litre on our fuel. So 45 cents a litre, sorry, on our fuel. And so we think it's much fairer and better over time to phase that out and make it more variable. So the more you use the roads and different times you use the roads, the more you pay.
How does that go in the outer suburban electorates?
Well, it actually could be a lot fairer for everybody. So let me give you an example. My father-in-law, who lives in the outer suburbs, he wouldn't drive 1,000 kilometres a year, right? But he's paying the same amount of money, $800 or so, before he even rolls his car out of the driveway. So it's actually a lot fairer for everyone. And the government current road distance-based charge for electric vehicles means that people pay less already than if they do paying for fuel excise.
I assume this is not based on fairness. This is based on encouraging people not to drive as much.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. This is about people using the roads at the best times as well. So it's possible that we put a system in where you pay less if you don't drive at a busy time, or you pay less if you have a vehicle that doesn't pollute as much. And that would be fairer and make a better use of the road. Part of this is about making sure there is enough revenue to pay for our roads, though. So the federal government each year collects about $11 billion across Australia from the 45 cents a litre that we all pay right now. And that amount's going to go down as we move to electric vehicles. And moving to electric vehicles is a good thing. But we have to pay for our roads. And phasing out some of these fixed road user charges and introduced a distance-based charge is a fairer way and a more effective way of paying for how we use our roads.
So, Jonathan, changing the way a government generates its revenue is always really hard to do. So can you really see this getting through?
Absolutely can. And the Victorian government, the South Australian government and the New South Wales governments have all indicated and started to implement distance-based charges for zero and low-emission vehicles. And that is a first step in making sure we've got sustainability for the paying for our transport network and that everyone pays their fair share to build and maintain the roads. And so over time, what we've got is an opportunity to transition to that more fair system.
Jonathan, nice to chat with you. Jonathan Spear, Acting CEO of Infrastructure Victoria.
So it's actually about behaviour change.
Yeah, I wonder whether you build politics into infrastructure proposals. In the sense you go, look, if we toss up what we really want to do, they're never going to buy it. Yeah. So we'll sort of sweeten
we'll
the pot.
We'll cover it by what they call that, a blue bottle, a blue something, you know, like you put out the lure. Yeah, you say, and actually, you're not really wanting to sell that. You want to sell something else.
Yeah, I get that.
It's an old ad thing, I think.